Here's a weird story out of Wallingford.
Okay.
And I don't even know if it's ended yet.
Gotcha.
A man encounters a runaway 12-year-old in Wallingford, gets help from social media community. That guy, Tim Nielsen, on the phone now. Hey, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So what happened?
Well, I was walking my dog in the rain. Didn't realize a kid was following me. And then when I started to walk into the school area down the street from my house.
Which school?
My dog. It used to be called Yalesville School. Now it's Mary Fritz Elementary School.
Did you, when you saw the kid following you, did you think you were going to be robbed?
He was small, so no, I didn't think that. But
okay. You never know.
but he stopped walking as soon as I turned around, as soon as my dog noticed him. And so I sort of, you know, walked back a little bit and approached him. And I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? What are you doing? It was a little weird, you know, for someone to be out that young, that late in the rain. And his first question was, is this Maryland or Delaware? And it didn't even occur to me that he was talking about the state. I'm thinking, you know, maybe he thinks it's a street name. He's a little lost.
Right.
And so then I asked him, you know, where are you from? Where are you trying to get to? And he said, I'm trying to get to Maryland. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm like, Brooklyn? You're a long ways from Brooklyn. And then he started to explain his situation. He was a little nervous. At one point he asked me, you know, you're not going to kidnap me, are you? I'm like, no, definitely not.
It's a good question.
Is it a good question?
Because if you're going to kidnap him, are you going to say, damn it, I wish you didn't ask me.
I was going to.
Because I have my duct tape handy.
I was going to, but then you asked a question.
And
I
you
can't.
Had to go ask.
Legally, I can't now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, speaking of, I was thinking about it, but...
this whole thing is weird, AJ, and it doesn't get any better.
Right,
it gets weirder as we go along.
Oh, good.
All right. So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He asked you, but you're not going to kidnap me, are you? Right.
Your answer
you
was?
You said no.
No.
And then what happened?
Yeah. And then he asked if I had a phone and if he could use it, to call his mom. So obviously I said yes.
Did you know at this point he was a runaway yet?
No, I didn't. That's so odd. It didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just thinking there's a kid here that has absolutely no idea where he's from.
Maybe visiting a relative and got lost.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, all the simplest things that you would assume in a weird situation like that. So he gets on the phone with his mom. And she's like, where are you? And he asked me, and I told him. And she said, who are you with? And he said, well, I'm with a man and his dog. And so she said, put him on the phone. I introduced myself, and I'm thinking I'm going to have this hysterical mother that's, you know, going to be grateful that I stopped to help him. And she's like, what kind of dog do you have?
Seriously?
I'm like, I'm like a German Shepherd? Oh, okay. Can you hang out with him for a little bit? I'm going to get him a Lyft driver. And, you know, of course I said yes, but I'm thinking, you're not asking who I am.
Nothing,
my ID.
The mom questions,
What is your name?
How he is.
Yeah, it'd be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing. Just wanted to know what kind of dog. Oh, that's like a police dog, right? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I wonder what she would have said if you said, I have a hungry Rottweiler.
Right.
Those are nice.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. You can't stand with my son now. Right, you have to be on your way. Just leave him there.
Yeah, just leave him there. Someone else will come along.
So weird. It's bizarre. Kind of dog.
Yeah.
But it gets weirder.
Nice. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
So then I told him, I said, you know, there's a little overhang at the entrance of the school, we can go over there so we can stay dry. And he was still really nervous, and he kept asking, can I use your phone again? Yeah, sure, no problem. He called his mom. So now his mom's not even answering. He must have called her, you know, 3-4 times. She didn't answer. Finally, she answers again. He asked about the Lyft driver. He was super nonchalant about it. Yeah. I'm figuring it out right now. You know, got off the phone, called her a few more times. We're sitting there waiting, and finally she found him one. And at that point, I'm like, this is weird.
At this point, do you know he ran away, or it's still just family confusion?
Yeah, I mean, in between him calling her, we had little chats, you know, about his life and where he was from and why he had run away.
What did he tell you?
He was telling me his dad beats him. I was trying to get a read on the kid, you know, what was true, what was false. But yeah, he was telling me he didn't want to go back home. He was trying to get to his aunt's house in Maryland. And that story was a little weird, too. I'm thinking, how did you end up in the wrong direction? And he's telling me, well, I stole a credit card from one of his family members. I don't think he said which. And then he said he hitchhiked all the way here. And that part confused me a little bit, because I'm thinking, if you're hitchhiking, which is kind of an old school thing to do anyway.
It is old school.
You don't see much of it anymore now.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I don't even, do you stick out your thumb still? I'm not really sure, but... You know, you're 12. How did you end up in the wrong direction? And that worried me a little bit. You know, did you
and how did whoever gave him a ride not say, what's going on here?
Right.
You look 12. What are you doing out here?
Right.
Hitchhiking by yourself.
Or we're going as far as here as Connecticut. You know, at least tell him where he is.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, you must have fallen asleep and whoever's vehicle woke up, realized you weren't where you needed to be and ran off. But who knows?
Yeah.
But... Yeah, so he explained he was trying to get to his aunt's house. That's where he wanted to be. He said, you know, if I end up going back home, I'm going to run away as soon as I get there. But finally, I get a text message from his mom, and pretty much all it is just a link to follow where the Lyft driver is. But at that point, I'm like, well, this kid's going to run if I call the police or if I call anyone and mention what's going on. So I posted it on Facebook. And because everybody I knew was asleep, I texted a few friends and everybody was sleeping. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, Facebook is kind of the city that never sleeps these days. So let me post it on there and somebody will see it and somebody will send for help. And they did.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know what to do. And he kept using my phone. I'm trying to keep him distracted.
Right. So you can't. Yeah. You're limited in what you could do and say on the phone. So you went to Facebook, posted.
Right.
What do you write in a post?
LOL.
Yeah, well, that was it, too. Yeah. I tried to write it quickly so that I wasn't, you know, letting him know what I was doing. And so I just posted, someone send an officer to Fritz School. But that situation was weird, too. You know, they showed up. The Lyft driver showed up. They weren't really sure if he could go with the Lyft driver.
How fast from the time you've pushed post
right.
to the time the Wallingford police were there?
Maybe about 15 minutes.
That's actually pretty quick.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. No.
That's a good response time.
Yeah. It's not getting to an accident and post on Facebook.
But it's not like the Wallingford police are busy.
Right.
15 minutes. So someone reads that. I'd love to know.
Right. Maybe an officer was reading Facebook.
Yeah. No, I'd love to have a detailed timeline. So you post at whatever time.
Right.
And then a minute later, someone calls the police. And then a minute later, it's dispatched. I don't know. Should 15 minutes is a long time.
I want to see the comments underneath it.
Right. Even more interesting.
There's always snarky comments.
Okay, so the cops show up, Lyft driver shows up, Fritz School, Wallingford. You're with a 12-year-old runaway from Brooklyn
right.
who stole a credit card, thought he was in Maryland.
Right.
Mom doesn't seem too excited about all of this.
Mom
back in
Shepherds.
Brooklyn.
Yep.
What happens next?
Well, the Lyft driver showed up just a few minutes after the police did. It didn't really go the way I think it should have went. Maybe I got some rookie cops, but they let him get in the Lyft car. And
the cops did.
And then if that were my kid, I wouldn't have wanted that for him. But
yeah.
Yeah, just because he's 12, and Lyft drivers don't have any responsibility. I mean, if you hop out of their car, that's it. They're running your credit card, and good luck to you.
Yeah, they got the payment ready. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
What did the cops ask the kid before they decided it was okay for him to get in the car?
They just asked his name, you know, why he ran away, why he was here, how old he was. He lied. He said he was 14. Not sure why he thought the extra 2 years was relevant for anything, but...
Give more credit.
And then you know, yeah, exactly. Oh, you're 14. Oh, okay.
That's right, okay.
And yeah, then, you know, the Lyft driver is waiting. They didn't want
Did the cops ask you any questions?
No.
Really?
No.
No. And so I'm guessing being beaten by his dad is the reason why he left didn't come up.
Yeah, no, it didn't come up.
So they let this kid get back in the car.
Right. Okay, bye.
It's all bad.
Have a nice trip. Like,
it's all bad. This is all bad. I don't know what police procedure is in this situation,
no
but it
idea.
Seems like we got a 12-year-old. We should bring him to the police station and sort this out.
Right.
Yeah, go back and say hi to your father for us.
Right.
Yeah, because there could be a lot here. They're basing this on you, bystander,
right?
12-year-old who admittedly stole a credit card.
Needs more questions here. Yeah.
Yeah, we need some questions answered.
Yeah, from everybody.
We're going to put you in the police station where it's nice and safe, and let's let mom come here and she can answer some questions.
Right.
We'd like to talk to dad, too.
Right, and you bring the dog.
This is all weird.
That's how I thought it was going to go. I thought, you know, there would be some transaction between Brooklyn police and Wallingford, or the parents would have to come. Somebody, some authority figure that's responsible, not, you know, a Lyft driver.
Right.
By the way, I saw a picture of the Lyft driver. I would not let that kid get in the car with that Lyft driver. That Lyft driver looked like someone who has children duct taped in his basement.
Gotcha. But there's a bottle of water inside.
Yeah. So I have Charleston chews
and bottled water.
And bottled water.
When I was asked to talk to you guys this morning, I was like, I don't know what I should really say and not say. But yeah, when I saw the picture of the guy, I'm like, kid, you're not getting in that car.
Right.
There's no way you're getting in that car.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the cops let him get in the car.
Yeah, and then they left, and there were three different police vehicles. Two of them left. One of them was a little delayed in leaving, and I
So three vehicles, that's at least three cops, and now one of them said, you know...
Yeah, I need a little more information.
You know, this doesn't...
Let's go back to the station.
Right.
Coffee there, we can talk.
Yeah, he didn't have a phone. I mean, the kid was completely on his own.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean...
That's like putting him on a raft and pushing him towards Brooklyn.
Right.
All right, you should be okay, kid. Good luck.
Just follow the shoreline. Follow the shoreline.
It's really wild.
Yeah, I mean, he's a runaway, so, you know, just put him in a vehicle with a stranger and he won't run away again.
But did the part where he said he left... Now, I don't know if it's true, but he's saying this... That his dad beat him is the reason why he left. Did that come up in front of police?
I called. I didn't want to embarrass the kid and just spew out all his personal information. I sort of built a rapport with him at that point.
Yeah.
I stayed with him for about an hour.
Wow.
So I called the police and I told them that. I said, hey, you know, here's the additional facts and... Still didn't ask me, you know, and who are you again? It was just like, yep, all right, I'll let the officer know.
Man, this is wild.
Did the kid have any marks on him? Like, you could tell he got beat up, he's disheveled, anything like that?
No, he was just really nervous, and he immediately said, if I go home, I'm running away as soon as I get there.
Right.
So
there's something going on.
Whether it's true or not, I'm not sure. But
right, it might not be true.
Right.
But you can't just say, well, good luck.
Right.
You don't have a phone. I mean, you stole a credit card. You say you're going to run away as soon as you get home. You say your dad's beating you. Your mom doesn't seem to care. We're going to put you in this lift and send you on your way. That seems like
the last thing to do.
A big mistake.
Yeah, the last thing to do. Definitely should have been.
I don't even think AJ would let that happen.
That would not. No, I would not.
I don't think you would.
No.
And you're not known for, you know. Working your way through situations.
Exactly. Even I know. You know what? We need to sort this out a little bit.
Even you'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. I know personally.
If you were one of the three cops, I think you'd say, I don't know about this, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him over to the police department. We'll work it out there.
Yeah.
So what happens? Yeah, he gets in the lift.
Yeah. They started to pull out towards the street and the kid hopped out of the car. I'm thinking he made, you know, hey, you look like a pedophile comment, because he kept saying that to me. He's like, this guy looks like a pedophile. You know, what do you think?
He was saying that about the Lyft driver.
So the kid was getting nervous. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Right. And I couldn't argue with him. I'm looking at him. I'm like,
I was going to say that, too.
Amazing.
I was going to say that, too, but you said it first, so there you go. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Well, in hindsight, Tim, do you feel a little like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't let him get in the car?
I mean, in hindsight, I feel like I should have just brought him to the police station myself to make sure that
he
ended up. But I honestly just assumed that's how it was all going to work out. I mean, that's the more responsible party, you would think, is the police, not the guy walking the dog in the rain.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. No, you you invested an hour or more and did everything you could do. And, well, the police say it's okay. What am I supposed to do here?
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
You can't go against them.
So did he get home safe? Oh, wait, he gets out of the Lyft car.
He bolted.
He got out of the Lyft car. Then what happened?
The police officer pulled up, and he ended up getting in his vehicle. I waited another 10 minutes. They stayed parked there. And then when I was walking back home, I saw the Lyft driver parked in another parking area, and he ended up driving away. He didn't drive back to where the kid was, so I at least know he didn't get in that vehicle with that Lyft driver.
Right.
But I have no idea how he got home. And because he's a minor, you can't, you know, really find out much.
Yeah. No info.
Oh my God. I mean, is this the wildest
might
story?
Might still be out there, actually.
Right. Did he ever get home?
Yeah, might be like walking dog.
The cops may have brought him to a truck stop. Hey, are you heading over to Brooklyn?
Right.
You got any room in the sleeper?
Right.
Can you move to chloroform and duct tape to let him in?
Right. Oh, dynamite? I got a kid for you.
Oh, my God.
Right.
This is wild.
Huh.
All right, well, I think you did all the right things. You're a good Samaritan.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And the dog, too.
The only thing I... Huh?
And the dog, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, the dog. The only thing, I was reading the comments on Facebook.
Oh.
You know, a bunch of people said, oh, you're a hero.
No.
That word, I mean, if you are walking your dog at night and you come across a kid and you just keep walking, there's something wrong with you.
You're supposed to do what you did.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good Samaritan.
You're a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Reserve that word for veterans, active duty military.
Yes, sir.
You know, the people that show up when you call 911. Not a guy with a dog in the rain. I don't want to be called that.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I appreciate the gesture, but I had to make that clear. I don't want to be called that.
Right.
But, Tim, feel good about what you did.
Yeah. You did good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent a kid off in a Lyft vehicle.
Right.
Well, you did make that mistake.
You had help.
You let him go with the pedophile, besides that, everything else you did was great.
It was a unanimous decision, though. You all thought it was a good idea, so.
The good outweighs the bad.
Right. And the kid, and
all of the good.
And the kid,
don't let that one bad letting him in the car with the pedophile ruin the day.
And the kid jumped out.
Yeah. That's why pencils have erasers.
This kid gets 15 feet with this driver's like, I am out of this car.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
I want to read the reviews on this driver.
Wait, how many stars?
Yeah. Did anyone live to review him?
Right. Creepy. 5 stars.
All right, Tim. You're a good dude, man.
Yeah.
And thanks for what you did.
Yeah,
and I'd love to hear the end of this, that he got home and that he's okay. And there's more to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly is. I don't think we'll ever know, but
well, hopefully we'll find a good
way. Run away to...
I hope our reporter might be listening, looking for a good story.
Right, here's one.
Here it is. It just fell in your lap.
Exactly.
All right, Tim. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.